got no home, I know later on. Ain't got no home, I know phase wrong. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, steering the wheel of home ownership down the road to happiness. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist homeowners and home buyers reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and, of course, monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. Check us out on the web at www.reachforhousing.com. That's REACH, the number 4housing.com. Coming up on today's show, Randy White is taking on the banks. Wait till you hear what he's doing. And a construction update from the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. And then Lisa Bond will tell us how to get organized in the garage and change our lives for the better. And, of course, Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now, here's Reach Radio's news director, Mort Ages. Mort, how's your day?
Hey, it's a good day. It's a good day. A little bit overcast here, but we'll make it. Here are the news headlines. Fannie Mae suing 9 banks over LIBOR manipulation. And Congress sells out to Wall Street again and passes H.R. 992, the Swaps Regulatory Improvement Act. The next news story, accountability of multi-billion dollar foreclosure program questioned. And the last news story, Jupiter doctor facing foreclosure cuts off wife's head and her fingers after shooting her in the chest. Details of this and other news at the bottom of the hour. Back to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Woohoo! I tell you what, cut off her head?
Absolutely.
Well, you talk about a guy that's upset about his mortgage payment. My Lord. When we return, our first guest is using the RICO Act to battle the banks. Wait till you hear what he has to say. And then Triumph Mission Church has an update. And after that, Lisa Bond will help us rearrange the garage. So stay with us. Reach Radio has just escalated the info wars of battle.
Ain't got no home. I know phase wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know place wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. Here to let you know that Friday, November the 22nd, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., Reach will be participating in a special conference that will help you prepare the forms and paperwork necessary to save your home. Or at least it'll assist you in purchasing a new home. To take advantage of this new FHA mortgage assistance program, you need to attend this valuable conference. The event will be held at the Westin Diplomat Hotel, located at 3555 South Ocean Drive in Hollywood, Florida. Again, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's Friday, November the 22nd. Reach counselors will tell us that the information you gain from this Help for Homeowners event could help you stay in your home even if the foreclosure process has started. Remember a couple of weeks ago, we featured Anthony on the show. His home was in foreclosure, and the good folks at Reach convinced the judge to reverse that foreclosure, and Anthony is still in his home today thanks to Reach. Now, that may not happen in every single case, but there's no charge for you to find out if your home can be saved. For more information about this valuable Help for Homeowners event, call the Reach offices toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. If you're looking for home ownership or you're having trouble refinancing, then this is the program for you. Meet one-on-one with Reach counselors. They are HUD-approved housing experts trained to identify solutions that best fit your situation. Again, the event will be held at the Westin Diplomat Hotel located at 3555 South Ocean Drive in Hollywood, Florida. And it's starting at 1 p.m., wraps up at around 8. That's Friday, November the 2nd. So call Reach right now. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH. And remember to press 0 for the operator. And you know these classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So don't miss out on that. All right, joining us in the studio right now is Randall White. He is the legal assistant for Valerino Fry Law Firm. He has spent several years researching and writing a federal civil RICO lawsuit seeking damages against national banks for conducting an alleged felony mortgage fraud against homeowners in a pattern of racketeering. Randy, racketeering, that's pretty, well, first, welcome to the show. But
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, you bet. Racketeering, that's a heavy charge.
Well, it's the truth.
There's nothing wrong with the church, truth rather. But tell me this, just so that the folks out there that that may not know, just what is the RICO statute? What does that include?
Okay, federal civil RICO is where Congress created what's called a private cause of action for individuals to sue for civil damages arising out of felony criminal activity when conducted as a pattern of racketeering.
So there has to be a pattern involved.
Yes, it's a pattern of felonies.
I thought that was for like big mob crime syndicates and things like that. RICO works for anybody?
The RICO statutes really are very broad. And yes, there was the mafia that was engaged in racketeering, and they were doing, murdering, robberies,
and all the fun stuff,
you know,
but they made them stop.
Yes,
that, right?
But see, the thing is, it's not just the mafia that does that. Banks do that. Insurance companies do that. Government does that.
Same act, just a different person.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Mm. So how did you realize that this was happening? What woke you up to what the banks were doing?
Well, like many people, I was a first-time home buyer during the middle of the so-called housing bubble, which I now know is actually a mortgage bubble. Mm. I bought high, and then the property depreciated in value, and I studied the public records, such as Zillow.com, and I saw this same pattern throughout.
What do you say pattern? What do you mean?
Well, it's a pattern where housing prices were stable during the 1990s, and then they started going up and up and up and up, and then they reached a peak, and it looked like Mount Everest towards the end of the year 2006, and then the prices fell off like you went off a cliff. Mm. And so...
Well, isn't that just the economy? Isn't that just supply and demand, or did something happen that caused that?
Well, I studied that out, and there were absolutely no factors whatsoever to drive those prices up. When you look at the rental prices during that period, they remained flat, and those rental prices are market driven. So when I looked at the mortgage prices, I knew something else had to have been driving those prices. And so what I learned was that the banks, in fact, had created the mortgage bubble by pumping $17 trillion into the housing market with eviscerated underwriting.
That wasn't our tax dollars that did that, was it, in the form of the bailout?
No, that came later.
Okay.
Just
insult to injury.
Yeah, I mean, what we see was that the let's see here.
Well, this is the banks. Now, what year are we talking about? 2008?
We're talking, well, actually, where we can actually get damages would be for the years 2003 forward, because under the Federal Civil RICO Act, you have 4 years from the date of discovery of your injury, and then when you sue, you can go back 10 years for damages.
So this would go back to 2003.
Yes, yes. Actually, latter part of 2003. I mean, we're approaching 2004, and so we can only actually sue for damages going back 10 years.
Oh, okay. So you have to take the pricing start from the 2003 and then work your way.
Well, yeah, it has to do with the statute of limitations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so what was the next step? So you filed a... A class action? Is it a class action suit, or you just filed your own?
No, well, actually through litigation in 15 or so test cases, mostly in Florida, we've been refining our RICO lawsuit pleadings in preparation for bringing a mass action lawsuit against the national banks.
The best part
well,
is.
Okay, yeah. See, I had a prepared statement, and then that's kind of gone out the window.
Well, we're just talking here. We'd like to find out what you've done and how it works and where we're going and what happens next and if there's anything that our listeners might be able to cash in on.
Okay, well, something that's basic to understand in this matter is that the fraudulent mortgage loans with eviscerated underwriting included heavily marketed new and exotic loan products, including what the national mortgage industry called ninja loans, i.e. no income, no job, no assets, no problem.
yeah.
Liar's loans, and that's what they called them, i.e. Alt-A or stated income loans.
Well, who did that? Who gave the directive to say, let's take, and I know they didn't call it ninja loans, but who was the person that said, I don't care if they don't make any money, I don't care if they have any income, just give them the loan? Who did that?
Well, the top executives within the mortgage industry, they rigged the incentives throughout the entire industry to reward making egregious fraudulent
should we
say loans.
They allegedly rigged, or did they really rig it? I mean,
well, the evidence is they really rigged it. I mean, you don't have an industry that pumps out, you know, 40 million loans, which 90% of them are fraudulent, without that starting with the executives.
Right. So it wasn't, was it the federal government that directed it, or it was just the banks?
Well,
I mean, because we've heard hundreds of stories about how the federal government came down and gave a directive, you know, give the loans, and don't worry about if they don't pay the loans back. We'll just let Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac take care of that.
Well, it's a situation where the top executives in the national banking industry, they infiltrated the federal government. And they've been steadily doing this since basically the early 1990s. See, back during the 1980s, there was what's called the savings loan crisis.
Right. I remember that.
Well, there was actually a similar pattern there where the lenders were pressuring the appraisers to meet the numbers in the loan docs as a condition of continued employment or be blacklisted. And so what came out of that was that there were about 1,100 bank executives that were prosecuted, and 800 of them went to prison.
Wasn't it the Keating? Keating Five?
Yeah, the Keating Five was part of that.
And let them go. See, have a nice time in jail. I could care less.
Well, yes. See, the current crisis, according to the former federal bank regulator, William K. Black, is 70 times as large as the savings and loan crisis.
Wow.
And we have the same pattern. But what happened was that the national banking industry infiltrated the federal government. They put their own people into the regulatory agency positions that were supposed to be, in fact, regulating the banks.
Yeah, almost as good as a czar, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so at this point, there are no actual investigations or prosecutions when there should be literally thousands, both you know, investigations of, you know, literally millions of loans and literally thousands of executives, you know, should be behind bars by now.
Yeah, good luck with that. Well, I hope your lawsuit does something. And it would be interesting. How are the courts taking it so far? I mean, what stage are you in? Have you filed the
well,
suit?
Well, okay. Regarding federal civil RICO, usually the first year of litigation involves fending off motions to dismiss. And the reason for that is RICO is by far the most difficult type of lawsuit to you know, write, plead, and prosecute. It, in fact, it's the most difficult to even understand, let alone write.
Right.
And so what we've been doing over the last 2 years is we have been refining our RICO pleadings, and we've met with various degrees of success. And so we're getting ready to bring a mass action RICO suit where we bring in a minimum of 200 plaintiffs with the objective of having this lawsuit quickly grow to having thousands of plaintiffs. And the reason that this is necessary is because it allows us to demonstrate to the court with evidence how there's a pattern involving every one of the national banks in creating these fraudulent mortgage loans. And both to show, you know, different aspects of RICO, including RICO conspiracy.
Right.
The pattern during the housing bubble years was where the lender was, in fact, usually a nominee lender in a table-funded loan transaction.
Okay.
And there, in each of these loans, there was a warehouse lender as well as a retail lender. And so these are aspects of racketeering that we can prove.
Good. Well, you know what? This is way beyond interesting. And would you do us a favor and hang around for the second half?
Sure.
We only have 10 minutes for this section, but I want to carry this on. So stick with us, and we'll take care of that. After the break, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Reach assists homeowners and home buyers reach the American dream of home ownership. That's our mission. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. Reach is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. Reach is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to Reach are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Ooh. Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. You know, if you're a new listener to Reach Radio, then you know that we're here to help you achieve the pride and joy of home ownership. Something else we'd like you to know is that Reach has a heart, and they put their money where their heart calls. You know, 9 weeks ago, we announced the REACH Challenge. And for the remaining 14 days, hard to believe there's only 14 days left, Reach will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000 for the construction of the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. Now, Reach supports Pastor Michelin in building that church so that he may assist those still dealing with the wrath of the earthquakes that devastated Haiti in 2010. Our financial assistance will help Pastor Michelin finish the church before Thanksgiving. So send your tax-deductible gift paid to the order of Triumph Mission Church, Triumph Haitian Mission, in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. Again, make your checks paid to the order of Triumph Haitian Mission, in care of Reach, 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. We promise to keep you up to date with all the construction progress. So joining us in the studio right now is Pastor Michelin. Welcome to the show, Pastor. Thanks for coming over.
Alan, thank you for having me in the studio today.
You bet.
I just wanted to stop by to thank the great people of Reach for doing this program. With the money that I have received, I have finished the foundation of the church. Now, as I receive more, I will buy the blocks I need to get the walls up. I'm going to do that right away. Also, I wanted to know that I am leaving next Saturday. I have to get back over there to be sure that the construction is going well. Renee will continue to tell you everything. I want to thank her because she always comes to the radio to give the report for me. Whatever she says about the work over there comes from me. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that I can't stay for the big party on the 23rd, but even when I will not be there in flesh and bones, my spirit will be there. Again, thank you, Rich, for doing this program. I'm sure that the church could not be built without your help. May God continue to bless you all.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate that statement. I know you're working hard over there. There's a lot to be done. It's not an easy task, and we appreciate your hard work and diligence to stay there and make it done.
Okay.
All right, and we appreciate Renee always coming along and give us the latest information about what's going on. And don't forget, you know, November the 23rd, right after that conference in Hollywood, we're going to be having a little celebration party at the Reach offices located at 8409 North Military Trail. You know where that is by now. So stop by and say hello to the Reach people. We've got some gift cards to give away. And we'll have a great time. Hamburgers and hot dogs are on us. All right, let's take a look at this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. This property is in the city of West Palm Beach, Florida. It's around the 1400 block of Village Boulevard, if you know where that is. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath condo. It has new carpet, fresh paint throughout, and the community is just minutes away from shopping and entertainment. And, of course, all the downtown shops are nearby because it's in West Palm Beach. FHA loans are accepted on this property, so if you qualify, this two-bedroom, two-bath condo can be yours with very little down. To make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. Again, that's a two-bedroom, two-bath condo. It's located just about the 1400 block of Village Boulevard in West Palm Beach. And it's an FHA-approved property, so you can get right in there. You're looking to get yourself a home? Call 561-351-8000. Ask for Pat Tracy and ask about this property, and she'll be more than happy to help you out. Well, Reach Radio is in its second stage and about ready to launch. So coming up is Randy White. He'll be back to give us more information about the mighty questions that we have about the bank and the RICO Act. Then Lisa Bond shows us how to feng shui the garage. But right now, it's time for the headline news. And we have our news director standing by. Mort, what's on? Well, you're going to expand the headlines today, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Let us know.
Mort Ages with the news. Mortgage giant Fannie Mae is suing nine banks over their alleged participation in manipulating worldwide interest rates, according to a lawsuit filed Thursday in federal court in Manhattan. Fannie says it suffered $800 million in damages from the manipulation of the London Interbank Offered Rate, that's the LIBOR, and other financial benchmarks that are used to set interest rates on mortgages, credit cards, and other financial products around the world. Fannie is not the first to seek legal actions for alleged rate manipulation. In March, Freddie Mac sued over a dozen banks for an undisclosed amount of money from losses from these products like mortgage bonds and swaps tied to the rate. In September, the National Credit Union Association sued 13 banks for their alleged participation in the rate manipulation. Fannie Mae filed this action to recover losses it suffered as a result of the defendant's manipulation of LIBOR. We have a responsibility to be good stewards of our resources, the company said in a statement. Fannie Mae representatives say they could not provide any further comments. The U.S. House just passed a bill called H.R. 992, the Swaps Regulatory Improvement Act, that was literally written by mega bank lobbyists. It repeals a law passed in 2010 to prevent another meltdown like the one that crashed our economy in 2008. The repeal was co-sponsored by a former Goldman Sachs executive and passed with bipartisan support from some of the House's largest recipients of Wall Street cash. It's so appalling, so unbelievable, so blatantly corrupt that you've got to see it to believe it. In 2010, Congress passed the Dodd-Frank law to clamp down on risky derivative trading that led to the financial cutbacks and collapse of 2008. Dodd-Frank was weakened by banking lobbyists from the start and has been under attack by these lobbyists ever since. Now a new law written by Citigroup lobbyists exempts derivative trading from regulation. The next news story. A multi-billion dollar homeowner help program lacks accountability, transparency, and measurable goals, according to a federal report to Congress that assesses the use of taxpayer money to prevent foreclosure. It's the second time the Special Investigator General of the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP, has alerted us to concerns about the $7.6 billion hard-hit fund, which was doled out to 18 states and the District of Columbia in 2010. Florida received $1 billion. In a nearly 400-page review of TARP released last week, the Inspector General complains that the Treasury Department rejected recommendations to set performance goal for hardest hit, including how many homeowners should be helped. In other words, rather than fix the problem with the Inspector General when they warned Treasury, Treasury allowed the problem to get worse. Treasury is refusing to hold itself or the states accountable to any goals for the number of homeowners who will be assisted by the hardest hit fund. And the results have been that the program is reaching far fewer homeowners than expected in 2010. Nationwide, it's estimated that 368,000 homeowners will receive hardest hit money, a 33% reduction from 2011. Next story, a little bit gruesome, but here it is. With his 16-year-old daughter tucked in bed at his Jupiter apartment, Dr. Albert Lambert had a seven-hour window of opportunity one Saturday night starting around 10 p.m. He had to drive to Palm Beach County Estates, the home of his ex-wife, Kimberly, hoist her body into the trunk of his daughter's Toyota Camry, cut off her head and fingers, and dump her body in a secluded sugarcane field south of Clewiston. Dr. Lambert got back in time to wake his daughter for school at 5 a.m. Well, exactly. it's emotional, guys. Lindsay, when exactly his wife died is not clear. Police found evidence of a call from her cell phone at 6:30 p.m. and a text message about 7 p.m. Dr. Lambert was with his daughter for about 40 minutes between 5:30 and 9:30 p.m. Then she went to bed. Joanne Baroni, Dr. Lambert's attorney, said the investigation died with Dr. Lambert. Dr. Lambert is dead, killed by an apparently self-inflicted overdose of narcotics. Here's the crunch, people. Dr. Lambert owned five properties in Palm Beach County. All of them were under foreclosure. The property that he owned with his wife is under foreclosure, and the four other properties are set for public sale in December. And that's the news from Mort Ages.
I don't know if that's news, Mort. That's just downright gruesome.
That was hard to read.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, I'd love to comment on that, but I'm just going to leave that alone. That's a terrible story right there.
Yeah. Pressures of foreclosure.
You bet. All right. Well, let's get back to the show. Randy White is with us again, and we asked him to stay around for the second half. We appreciate you hanging out. And you know what we didn't do the first half? We didn't tell people how to get a hold of you. Shame on us. Here's Randy's website. It's litigationfactoring.com, litigationfactoring.com, or you can reach him at 772-419-8161. Randy, thanks for hanging around for the second half of the show.
Thank you, Alan.
All right. Now, where were we? We were talking about some pretty juicy stuff. You know, suing the banks, that's kind of neat. It's hard to get away with that. How's that? Just to fill the folks in that may have joined us, Randy's working on a RICO lawsuit against the banks. And that's all banks, right?
Yes, yes.
Right.
Well, it's the national banks, actually. State banks, you know, their participation in the pattern of making loans with inflated appraisals is, you know, varies. But with the national banks, they did it consistently. And they did it during the housing bubble years with all types of loans, whether they were ninja loans, liar's loans,
I like the fixed interest.
I mean, you know, from the allegedly the very best loans to the very worst.
Right.
We find through having literally examined, you know, thousands of mortgage loan documents that there was the same pattern of misrepresentation.
Right, and that's the basis of the suit. Now, you didn't do this by yourself. You had some help, right? I think we have David Callahan on the line with us. He's the administrator for the Valerino Fry law firm. He's active in reaching out to distressed homeowners for the purpose of directing them to competent legal representation to help save their homes and foreclosure. Right, David, are you in there?
Yes, Alan. Hi. Glad to be on the show with you.
Hey, welcome to the show. I got your buddy sitting right here with us. We put him under the iron. He's
Randy can do pretty well, as you can tell. He's the way we like to say it is that he's the legal geek of the group, and we are just trying to support Randy and helping to get the word out to people. You know, the biggest problem here, Alan, is people have felt the damage. You know, in so many different ways, people have lost their homes in foreclosure. They're in pre-foreclosure. They may have had to do a short sale on their property because they had a mortgage that was underwater, upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's even people who are paying their payments on time every single month, knowing that they're not going to be able to get the value of the money back out of the property that they took the loan to acquire it.
Yeah, you're sort of stuck. If you don't pay the payments, then you're looking at foreclosure.
Yeah, but the goodness is that our RICO lawsuit for mortgage fraud is available to all these people. We estimate in Florida there could be as many as 2 to 3 million people that could have a cause of action in this case.
When you say it's available to all these people, what do they have to do to qualify to get in on the suit?
Well, the answer to that question is that they have to do some research. They got to do some homework. But what we've done with our website, Litigation Factoring, and that's factoring, I-N-G, not factory, just so people understand when they type it in, it will work for them. But by simply going to the website, we explain this entire story in a series of videos and scripts that just help people understand. And then they are offered the opportunity to go get some documents from the county appraiser's office that help to determine what the damages are in a calculation between the county appraisals on the property and what the bank said the value of the property was. And from that, we're able to help them determine if they have a case, if they have a claim.
Right.
And under RICO, as Randy said in the beginning of the show, RICO is a private cause of action with triple civil damages. And so when they calculate the damages, when an individual homeowner calculates their damages with the we have a template that we have on our website for them to do that, then you multiply that times 3, and that's the real damages under RICO. And so this is not any small potatoes here we're talking about. This is a pretty significant amount of money that many people
Florida's the number one state in foreclosures. There's more foreclosures in Florida than any other state in the nation. Of course, we're prime, and it would be a great place to start. But what I'm afraid of is it's the RICO statutes, like Randy said earlier, are written so loosely that they can it's just a matter of interpretation and previous law. So
they're highly technical, actually.
Right.
The way they're written, they're complicated, the way the statutes are written, and that makes them complicated to understand. And then, of course, they're interpreted with case law. But then there's also the problem of dealing with judges that, especially state court judges, that tend not to follow federal case law very well. And so
they do that pretty well, don't they?
Well, part of the reason, Alan, that this has taken the amount of time it has is because we've had to spend a lot of time to put together a strategy that incorporates some very good attorneys, the legal researchers having to put together some very, technically difficult procedures and laws in terms of RICO, and then a way by which we can provide this to people where they are able to understand whether they have damages or not and have the opportunity to then contact competent attorneys that would be able to help them. And so we have to do this all within the law. We have to make sure that we're doing things appropriately, and that's why this has taken a while to get put together. But we're glad to say that we believe we have something here that, for instance, the listeners to this program can go check out for themselves.
Well, we're going to have them do that. I'm going to give the website again, and it's Litigation Factoring, LIGIGATIONFACTORING.com. And the easiest way, I know a lot of folks are driving around there, the phone number is 772-419-8161 if you want to get a hold of David or Randy and find out what they're doing. And we agree, check out the website and see exactly what's going on there. Thanks, guys, for joining us on the show today. We appreciate your input, and we hope we can help you out there. And let us know how this continues, and we'll have you back on the show.
Absolutely.
Great. All right. Coming up next, Lisa Bond, the original hurricane prepper, with organizational tips for your garage. Then Mort's Minute is on the edge of hypergolic fusion. Just waiting to hear what he has to say about rental retail services. So stay with us. We'll be back when it's safe to come.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Hey, you're listening to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, working as hard as possible for our listeners. Now, joining us on the phone right now is Lisa Bond. She's a lifelong Floridian and has been dubbed the original hurricane prepper. Lisa Bond, welcome to the Reach Radio Show once again. How are you?
Good, Al. How are you doing? How are you? How is everybody in the studio?
We're just having a great time. Sorry you're not here. I ate your share of the Reese's Pieces. Sorry.
That's okay.
Well, hey, listen, you're the original hurricane prepper. What the heck happened to hurricane season this year?
Oh, if you want an honest answer to that, I just have to tell you, we got really lucky again.
I'm telling you, not one out there, right?
Nope. We've been very lucky. The jet stream has been kind to us, and the currents have been kind to us, and anything that's come off the African coast has managed to go north and stay east of coming to the States, and we've been good.
Yeah, I don't mind if New York gets... No, I shouldn't say that. That's okay. We don't want anybody to get that. But New York got the last big one, right?
Yeah, so, they did.
All right, so today we're going to be talking about organizing your junk, right? Now, we had a big conversation about this, and we were what Lisa would talk about today, and she said, well, my garage is kind of junky, and maybe we could fix it up. And I thought, well, you know what? A lot of people have garages, so what's the big deal on keeping my garage in order?
Well, wait, we need to clarify that. My garage is never junky. We were talking to somebody else.
I think it was Mort's garage. That's what it was. Well, you know what? Actually, I know who it was. It was Rick, the producer.
Yes.
Mr. Rick, the producer. His garage is a piece of junk.
Here comes the bus, Rick.
Yeah, we just threw you under the bus. Hey, I've been in his garage. Let me tell you, it's pretty junky. So what's the deal? What can we do to make our garage a little more organized?
Well, the first thing is you always want to categorize what you have. You want to see that if you manage to get a lot of paint that you've stored over the years for all the different rooms in the house that may be different colored paints, or you have a lot of chemicals due to something that you are doing with, projects, et cetera, everything needs to be stored in a safe place. One of the things that was asked was, how do you dispose of some of these things? And it's...
Oh, yeah, especially paint, because paint can... That's a fire hazard.
Well, not only that, but it's also a chemical hazard, and one of the things that...
A what? You broke up there. What kind
I'm
of
sorry,
a hazard?
It's also a chemical, so it's a hazard.
Yep.
So the biggest thing is people don't realize, if you go on... usually we all have solid waste management down there. If you go on their website, they tell you take the lid off, let it dry out. You can actually throw it away in your garbage. At that point, it's not harmful. So there's a lot of things that can be disposed of in the garbage if it's done properly, and that will, people are like, oh, I got to run to the dump, or I've got to, take this somewhere. Not really. You need to really do some research and find out what you can and can't do with what you have. But as far as cleaning up your garage and what you want to do, you want to put like things together. A lot of people have issues with, space on the ground and things running. Always keep in mind, you can always go vertical, shelving, cabinetry, hooks, whatever you need to do to put things up and get them off the floor and get them out of the way.
Let me ask you this. Are you one of those kind of people that draws an outline of the wrench that hangs on the hooks so you know exactly where it goes?
I am so busted.
All right, well, I'll tell you, it only gets bad if you write the word wrench.
No, don't have to do that, no. Pegboard on the wall is great for tools, and really the only reason to do that is I have kids, and if I say, go get this, it never manages to make it back, and I'll say, did you put it back where it goes? And now there's no question as far as where it went.
Oh, okay, so they look at the picture and they know where they hang it. Well, that's not too expensive, is it? Those hooks.
No, there's a lot of very... there's a lot of things out there that are very inexpensive and really worth taking a look at to help organize you and go vertical and keep things off the floor and help you maintain a neat presence so that you don't have to worry about anything on fire. You don't have to worry about tripping on stuff. You don't have to worry about driving over things.
Well, probably the most important thing is the time you'll save just knowing where everything is. Now, let me ask you one more question, trying to get you again. Do you paint your floors?
Actually, I was married to somebody who did.
So painting the floors. Now, I'm sure you just don't use house paint for that, right? I'm sure there's a special paint.
No, there's a two-part epoxy that's really, really tough stuff. And you have to make sure prior to painting the floor is super, super clean and is roughed up. Once that happens and you mix the two-part epoxy and you put it on, you can wash it, you can drive on it, you can scrub it, you can clean up anything that spills on it, oil from the car, anything. It's nice. It's nice not to have to worry about the floor being filthy and being able to sweep it out easily, but I think it's a little overkill. I'm okay with that.
but you would do it. Now, I don't want to get too personal, but I know that person you used to live with, and he was a race car driver, and that's probably where you got a lot of that from, right? I mean, they're pretty methodical people, and they keep everything in order.
No, actually, he was a slob. I was the one that had to go and clean up everything.
Okay, we won't go any further than that. All right, let me ask you this. Now, I've seen this done before, and I guess it's not too hard to do. Maybe you can give us a little tip on it, but I don't know about how your ex was, but mine always had a problem with running into the cabinet when she pulled the car in the garage. And somebody said, hang a tennis ball from the ceiling.
Yeah, a lot of people, actually, I have several people that have done that. You need to determine exactly how far you can go. You go to Home Depot and you pick up one of those hooks that you hang, plants off of or what have you, and you want to try and get that into the ceiling through a wooden beam. If not, they do have the extended. I'm having a real tough time today. I'm really sorry. you put in one of the extended mollies that springs open, and then you just drop the line down, and when the tennis ball touches your windshield, that when you drive in and it touches your windshield, that's as far as you need to go.
You know, with my luck, my wife would be driving the car in the garage. She goes, oh, my God, a ball! And she'd crash, Jeez. Well, that's
I know your wife. Does she listen to this show?
No, I don't tell her I'm on the radio. That'd be what do I want to do that for? That's just opening up. So, all right, any other tips about I know they make a lot of neat cabinets and all sorts of items for the tools and things like that. What's the most important thing about keeping your garage straightened out before we cut you off here?
Really, the most important thing about trying to keep things organized and knowing where everything is whether or not there's a hazard involved. So if you've got stuff that's stashed underneath some cabinet somewhere, you don't know what's in it, there's a possibility of fire.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, keeping that far out of there. Well, Lisa, thanks for joining us once again. You always have the latest and the greatest information. So we'll check you out. You can check out Lisa on our website at reachradioshow.org. That's a new address for you, huh? Reachradioshow.org. Lisa's smiling face will be there. It's like she's on the cover of the Rolling Stone. All right. Just a reminder. Before we wrap it up here, the FHA Help for Home Odors event coming up on Friday, November the 22nd from 1 to 8 p.m. REACH counselors will be participating in this special conference that will help you prepare the forms and necessary paperwork to save your home or at least assist you in purchasing a new home. The event will be held at the Westin Diplomat Hotel in Hollywood, Florida. Again, that's from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, November the 22nd. REACH counselors tell us the information you gain from this Help Homeowners event could help you stay in your home even if the foreclosure process has started. Now, remember, we told you about Anthony a couple of weeks ago. His home was in foreclosure, and the good folks at REACH were able to reverse the foreclosure, and Anthony is still in his home today thanks to REACH. Now, that may not happen in every single case, but there's no charge for you to find out if your home can be saved. For more information about this valuable homeowners event, call REACH offices at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. If you're looking for a home, you want that home ownership label, then this is the program you've been waiting for. Okay. We're going to take a pause for the cause and let our crack news director, Mort, get ready for the Mort's Minute. We're in the final stages of REACH Radio. Hang in there. We'll be back when it's real safe to return, huh?
Ain't got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Alzine Heffy, of course. And we're here to let you know that the Haitian Church, the Haitian Mission Church, is having the end of the campaign on the 23rd of this month. That's a Saturday from next Saturday, and we'll be broadcasting live there. So we invite you to come by and say hello to the staff and the good folks at REACH who will be there to answer any of your questions with regards to home ownership or any of the FHA programs that we are involved in. And again, that's from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, November the 23rd. Help us celebrate the efforts of Pastor Michelin and all the good work that he's done for the church. You know, we'll have some door prizes. We'll be giving away some $50 gift cards from Publix to help you with your Thanksgiving dinner. And the lunch, the hot dogs and the hamburgers are on us. So just stop by the REACH offices located in the South Lake Plaza, just south of North Lake Boulevard on Military Trail. If you need any information about the event, call us at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. And that's that. We appreciate you taking the time to stop by and joining us in a party. We'll have a good time. Come on by and say hi. I'd also want to tell you, just before we get into Mort's Minute here, that after the show today, Mort and I are heading over to the Palmwood Masonic Lodge, and that's located at 845 Bradley Street. That's a little bit south of Southern Boulevard, just off Parker Ave there, for their Lobster Fest charity. And we'll be donating our time, but we will be paying for the lobster dinner because it's for charity. We're going to get Mort to take some money out of his pocket and pay. I know he's freaking out, but we're... Hey, listen, a little donation will get you a pound and a half Maine lobster, some corn on the cob, potatoes, and a clam bag, and a bowl full of Palmwood's famous clam chowder. For more information about the event, you want to stop by and say hi to Mort and myself. We will be there from 5 to 7 p.m. And for more information, you can call the lodge there at 561-833-0034. Stop by for a great tasting Maine lobster dinner and lend a hand for the charities that the Masonic Lodge helps there. We certainly appreciate the good efforts that they do. And this is their fourth annual Lobster Fest. So it's good eating. Now that brings us right up to Reach Radio's Reach Radio Rant. So live from the Master Ranter, we call him the Monsignor of Mort's Minute. Mort, you said you're not going to rant today. What, are you taking it easy?
Well, I'm letting the banks off today a little bit.
I think we nailed the banks pretty good.
Yeah, we give them a break. Now, this is Mort Ages with the Mort Minute. What I'm going to talk about today is something that we all go through, and that's service, retail service. Let's say when you go into a store, for instance, Home Depot, because you need something to repair your home, do you think you get good service? Well, I'm sorry to say most of the time you don't. Well, yours truly was in Home Depot the other day looking for something, and I just happened to ask the right person for help. And I was shocked. He was very helpful. He looked in his iPad app, and in there it said that they didn't have the item I was looking for. So what did he do? He looked and found that it was available in another store. He called the other store, and they had it waiting for me. Well, that doesn't happen too often. So here's a kudos to Jed Ciotowski at the Lake Worth Home Depot. He restored my faith in customer service, but he's the manager. I just happened to get the manager. So, my good listeners, if you have trouble, go to the top, ask for the manager. He can help you. Also remember, if you're having trouble with your mortgage, can't make the payments, need help, Reach is here to help you. Our number, toll-free, 855-487-3224.
All right, Mort, thank you so much. Well, that's about all the time left to us. We thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank our guests for stopping by. They were great as usual. And remember to visit our website at reachforhousing.org. Or you can call Reach at 855-48-REACH. You know all the numbers. We'll see you next Saturday from 12 to 1. Thanks for joining in. We're having fun helping kids. And that's what we do. So we'll see you at that Masonic Lodge over there off Bradley Street for that lobster dinner.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.